lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. Guess what they called right before I did? Get this. They were the 1,400th caller. And they got, like, a $500 cash prize or something. Yeah. They beat me out by one. I've never called Big Fatty in my life. The one time I do it, if those guys had just butted the hell out, I would have been the 1,400th caller, and I would have got the $1,000 prize. Now, I think this puts me in running for another cash moolah prize, because that dig, Kathy Bacon, she's got some kind of sideline thing going on there, another prize thingy, and I think I'm in the running for it now. I think that's $5,000, that particular prize. Oh, God, that's right. There's also...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Now, I think this puts me in running for another cash moolah prize.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1210 of the BFO for Monday the 17th of September. 2012, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Dr. Stone is back and the grinder's going off, Big Fatty, yes! Hello, poops! Hi, everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all aren't poops, I'm pooped. I believe Dr. Stone may be pooped also. Yes, Big Fatty.
I've had a couple of poops.
Oh, y'all, it's true. Y'all, it probably should be breaking news. Dr. Stone has dropped a couple of coils here in Walnut. Not Walnut. Where the fuck are we? Las Vegas.
Right.
Thing. You're not a home pooper anymore.
Not this trip.
No. Well, y'all, we have a theory. We have a theory that it is that you are. It's not a matter of being a home pooper. It's a matter of Pacific
right.
pooper.
Right.
And so, please go ahead and tell more about that.
I believe that when I travel across the time zones, that the body just doesn't recognize anything but the Pacific poop zone.
Ah, the Pacific poop zone. So, you've been quite regular, haven't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, we're so proud of you. We're so proud of you. Y'all, it is 11:15 p.m. in the evening on Sunday night Pacific time, y'all. So the BFO is probably going to post a little bit late for those of you over there in Mexico who get it as soon as it... comes out. Anyway, but it's here. It's here, Dr. Stone. We've had quite the experience. It's been an experience, hasn't it?
It has. From soup to nuts.
Some Benny, he's as vulgar as you. So y'all, Pride 48, I think, and I'll let Dr. Stone offer his opinion also. You might want to move a little closer to the mic. Don't get too close, though, because you might get a cold sore.
You might also get my creeping crud.
A canker sore. So, anyway, but give your opinion of the past couple of days since we talked to the little ones out there.
Well, I think it was a complete success. I think that everybody who came here definitely enjoyed themselves, and am I not loud enough?
No, go ahead.
That they enjoyed themselves. They got their money's worth. You know that.
Well, it didn't cost anything.
Well, okay. But it costs
right.
to come out here if you traveled, right? Some people traveled a fair distance.
Yes,
and
Big
I think
Fatty,
they would say,
that was you.
I think they would say it was worthwhile for the whole trip that they walked away. Getting to know people that they didn't know before, making friends, having moments, getting drunk and vomiting.
Ah! But enough about Nessa. Okay.
So I think it was a success all around, and I think that it's only going to be bigger next year.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and y'all, quite frankly, Dr. Stone and I just left the presidential suite, and y'all, it really is presidential, isn't it, Dr. Stone?
Well, and I guess so. What do you mean by that?
The presidential suite.
Yes, it's very stately, wouldn't you say?
It's as if it came out of a mansion in Walnut Hills.
Well, it came
with a small house out back.
Right, and it also came with a smell of animal urine.
Right, well, like I said, just like
was some odor. I know you said you could not detect the odor, but there was a definite odor that
everybody smelled. My olfactory glands died years ago. Do you have a theory on that?
Well, mine are slowly dying out this weekend, so I think I'm going to put it together.
Well, you are. I know you don't like to talk about it, but you are a doctor.
Right. I've been accused of that before.
Right. Highlights, Dr. Stone?
I think that some of the highlights included seeing, as we discussed at dinner tonight, seeing some of the younger people that came, the two younger podcasters that are going to be starting their show. That was encouraging to see that this is not becoming a dying out medium. And then
that was a prime rib and an iceberg wedge solid.
And a couple of bites of the creme
brulee. And a couple of bites of creme brulee.
And I am full of steak as well as prime rib because...
Here, wait a minute. Let me burp for you.
That was the sirloin steak as well as some of the prime rib that you shared. You cut off a big slab if my steak wasn't big enough.
Well, right. You've double meated tonight.
I double meated and I had the onion soup at the beginning and then creme brulee.
With tart fruit.
Tart fruit.
Right.
So... what other highlights? Is there any highlights that come to your mind?
I really enjoy. You know, I always worry each year about folks that are here for the first time. You know, whether they enjoy themselves or not.
There was a good handful of first timers.
There was a good handful of first timers, and I'm just going to single one in particular out, and that is the Turnip Head's best friend. I believe his name is Larry.
Right.
Yes. And it, Larry if it's not Larry, it's Aboot something. Right.
Larry from the Yukon.
Right. Larry of the Yukon. Maybe he is the Royal Canadian Mounted Larry.
There was a couple of people who would like to mount that Larry.
Oh, I tell you what, Larry was quite the looker. And I don't even think he knew what an iPod was, much less a podcast.
Well.
But anyway, y'all, I didn't see him a single time this weekend that he didn't have a smile on his face.
And a drink in his hand.
And a drink in his hand. Perhaps do you have a theory there, Dr. Stone?
I think that he had the smile on the face because he had the drink in the hand.
There you go. Okay. Despite being with Turnip Head all the time.
Right.
But, he's like, God bless him. America, how am I supposed to meet a gentleman caller when you're a boot here? And anyway, I think he thoroughly enjoyed himself.
Right.
And
he did. He told me that he had a blast this weekend. He was completely thrilled throughout the entire time.
And y'all, he didn't know a single soul. Not a single soul. And there were other people that came that that really, I don't think, had met any of these folks in person, but y'all, I think everybody will go away with a positive experience. Y'all, on Sunday we met Mary the sober girl, and her husband Buster.
Yes.
And they live here in Lost Wages, and y'all, they came to have brofkas with Big Fatty, and y'all, then they stayed around and listened to a couple of little shows, and then I noticed in the closing show that Mary was in the chitter chat room.
Correct, she was. Yes. That was the first time I got to meet her, and I used to do a couple of shows with her long back when she did the Table for One podcasting.
Does right. That ring a bell? Yeah, I do remember that. Right. So that's back when she was single, I believe.
Correct.
Uh huh. Well, she wouldn't be eligible now.
No.
No. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with a table for one.
No, there's not.
Absolutely not.
You gotta eat somewhere.
Right. But, y'all, The weather could not have been hotter. I know Dr. Stone and I took a couple of side trips on this over the weekend. And Dr. Stone, would you like to share some of those with us?
Well, I went out to the shopping mall area because I had to pick up one of the prizes for my quiz program.
Right.
And one of them was the Flip Fold.
The Flip Fold
from the Container Store.
Right.
So what did you think about the Flip Fold?
I read the description. And I'm glad I didn't win it.
Oh, okay, great.
You know, because I need things to fit in my carry-on luggage.
Right, I agree. Well, if you used it, your laundry would fit in there, but your flip fold
would. Right, but the flip fold would not. Right, and
Nessa won it, and I have a feeling that some lucky maid is going to clean up that that room and find it.
Housekeeping.
Hi, flip fold.
Consuela will get this. Yo, speaking of Consuela. It is some kind of Mexican holiday or something here this weekend, isn't it?
It's true. I think it's a Mexican Independence Pride or something.
I don't know, but y'all, y'all, do you have a lot of Mexicans where you are? Because y'all, they're everywhere here in Las Vegas.
Well, they were definitely at the buffet that we went to. It was the Cesar's.
Let's tell them about that, Dr. Stone.
Delicious. That was the newest buffet that had opened here in Las Vegas.
And y'all, this is no ordinary buffet.
That's correct. It had, over 500 different dishes they claimed on their sign.
That's correct. And y'all, it just opened like Monday, and it was like a $17 million buffet. Did it look like they spent $17 million on that?
I suppose, if you add up all the lights and the furniture and all that.
But y'all, this was the fanciest, and it was absolutely delicious.
Yes.
Absolutely delicious.
Everything was delicious.
They had a huge seafood area with crab claws.
Okay, that was the only place that could have been improved.
The crab claws were a little picked over, but Dr. Stone loaded his plate full of crab shells, I believe. But there was still some crab in some of them.
There was some, and I'm not a huge crab fan, so right. It didn't really matter.
But, I mean, they had mussels and oysters and... Right. And all kinds of stuff.
Mexican food station and all that.
The barbecue.
They were
hand-making
the tortillas there. Handmade tortillas.
They were making the handmade tortillas. No angry lettuce from Dr. Stone there.
Nope. And definitely not when we got to the dessert area.
Right. But y'all, I'm gonna let you tell about the best part of waking up over there at the dessert area.
What, the cup of Sanka?
No, well, y'all, that was the only thing that was bad about it is that we had asked for Sanka and they did not have any. No.
The best part of waking up.
No, just the best part of the dessert area.
We had differing opinions on this, though.
Oh, well, that's true.
Let me think back to what I liked. Now I had gotten it was like a chocolate mousse cake with a
praline
base underneath.
Right.
What else did I have? I had the tiramisu, and
y'all, they're in like little shot glasses.
Yeah. Or so it's
whatever.
Not,
so it's like a tasting.
Yeah.
It's not like you get a slice of each one of them. It's just a couple of spoonfuls, so you can try lots of different things.
Right. Right. I can't remember what the third one was, but that was the one that I liked the most. Isn't that? It made such a great impression on me.
I can tell you what it was. It was the
souffle.
Right.
The banana souffle.
Right. Y'all, they had many souffles, and the woman, she took it out of the souffle oven, sprinkled it with powdered sugar, and sent us on our way. And it really didn't fall much.
Not too much, no.
No. But it was absolutely delicious.
Yes, and you had made the remark, when's the last time you've ever seen a buffet where they had souffles?
A souffle buffet.
Right.
Right, and the answer was?
Never.
Right. And y'all, I had you've heard of chocolate eclairs. Well, I had a strawberry eclair, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious.
Right.
It was good,
it,
though,
it
wasn't
was.
It?
I didn't want to taste it at first, but I'm glad I did.
Right. And so y'all, and it was, I thought it was quite reasonable when did we go there, Saturday?
Yeah.
A Saturday night dinner buffet. It was $39.99, but y'all, it was top of the line.
Yeah, it was worth it. Very worth it. So if you find yourself in the area, go to the Cesar's. Palace.
Right. Right. And they had a mariachi band. But y'all, it is the epitome of that's how they get you. That's how they get you. Because, y'all, they had women in skimpy skirts coming around offering up complimentary bottles of water. And everybody thought, oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. But Dr. Stone and I have figured it out. Y'all, they just want you to fill up on water so you won't eat as much.
Right.
So, anyway, that's how they get you. That's how they get you. And your Big Ricky went to that. Y'all, I'm surprised that, quite frankly, there was any food left.
Ooh.
But anyway... Big Ricky had to wait an hour and a half. We were done eating in 2 hours.
Right. I think it took us an hour to get through the line.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, maybe a little under an hour. Well, maybe right at an hour.
Yeah.
So, but y'all, it's because it's brand new, but it's, y'all, it really is magnificent. Really is magnificent. And then what else did we do? Oh,
it seemed like we ate a lot.
Oh, well, that's all we've done.
Pretty much.
So, anyway, and Dr. Stone, later today, Monday, you're flying back to the old homestead.
Correct.
And
back to work on Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh. And Big Fatty, of course, will be here and flying out on Tuesday. What'd you think of Big Fatty's convertible?
It was fun, but we never put the top down, y'all, because it was too hot.
Right, it's too damn hot to put the top down. So, y'all, it really didn't do me any good to have a convertible because, it's too damn hot.
It would have just messed up my hair. Anyways.
Right, and y'all, the last thing we need is for that greasy hair to dry out in the wind.
Right.
But anyway, Dr. Stone...
What's the grinder doing over there?
Well, the grinder's not doing a damn thing right now.
Maybe
so
you need to restart it.
Well, I'm going to restart it right now while you tell the folks, I don't know what. Tell them something, because we're running out of time and I'm looking at the grinder.
Oh, good gosh. What can I tell you? Shit, I don't know. I'm sure that most people listen to all the podcasts. So
well, I'm sure everyone listened to all of them. Are there any that you missed that you're looking forward to hearing it?
Yes, there's people that were, you know, the little Aussie battler who hates everything.
Ah, I didn't like it.
I'm curious as to what he said about that and Arthur down in the New Zealands.
Arthur didn't do a show this year.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Oh, I didn't realize that. He was much too busy planning. So there's a couple of shows that I'm going to look for once they get up online, and I don't know.
Okay, well, the grind is still not.
Oh, great.
Okay, great. That's because I didn't restart it.
Oh.
I'm not very good at multitasking, y'all. You know, Big Fatty is kind of retarded. So, anyway. Okay, there you go. Big Fatty, put the grinder down and do your little show.
Who was it that won the Big Fatty action figure?
The Big Fatty, right. We should send out the congratulations to Ant.
Ant
out there in the San Francisco. So nice they named her twice. Oh, no. But we're going to give that to Peter G, and he's going to take it to Ant. No, we're not going to do that. That would have been... Okay, Gussie.
You're Gussie.
That would have made sense to do that, but Ant won the action figure, and Big Fatty has signed it with his DNA. Big Fatty, please, that's vulgar. And what did you think of the finale tonight? It was a tissue cake. It was Hello Ness Alive.
It was a tear jerker.
In fact, y'all, the best way I can, in fact, y'all, it was such a tear jerker that it upset my bowels so much I crop dusted all the way back here to the room, just kind of like that toppy smelly.
Now I think this puts me in running for another cash moolah prize.
Say goodbye, Dr. Stone.
Goodbye.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.